Acid indigestion often accompanies the condition for which you take mineral oil. When it does, mineral oil gives only halfway relief. So for thorough relief, try Haley's M.O. It combines mineral oil with acid-neutralizing milk of magnesia. Caution, use only as directed. Get Haley's, capital M-capital O. Haley's M.O.
Now we present once again Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble, a little Iowa girl who married one of America's most handsome actors, Larry Noble, matinee idol of a million other women. The story of what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Keep it clean with Energene. Ladies, here's a little household trick that smart women everywhere are finding of real value.
It's a simple, quick, and money-saving way to actually clean small articles like gloves, neckties, and scarves all over. Just gather up your smaller articles and dip them in a small bowl of Energene cleaning fluid. Squeeze lightly and hang to dry. That's all there is to it. We call it the Energene dip method. Get the surprise of your life at the beautiful cleaning job Energene will do this way. Just dip, squeeze lightly, and dry. Try it today.
And remember, ladies, to remove dirty grease spots from larger articles like dresses, suits, blouses, hats, even upholstery and rugs, Energene is unsurpassed. Makes even the most stubborn grease spots go right before your eyes in a jiffy. Just follow directions and Energene will clean your things, including such delicate fabrics as silk, rayon, velvet, and lace, without leaving telltale rings to mark the places where spots have been. Right now, put Energene on your marketing list. You can get it at your drug, grocery, or variety store. Remember, Energene gets it clean. So keep it clean with Energene. And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Clint Waters, who so glibly talked Larry Noble out of a check for $5,000, practically the Noble's entire savings, is now busy again sewing up a deal between Eric Jackson, the famous playwright, and Harley Bonwell, head of the Summer Shore Playhouse on Long Island. Well, the important part of the arrangement in Eric's mind is the fact that he'll be able to be close to Mary Noble, since Mary and Larry have their home in Rosehaven only a few miles away. But to Clint, the deal's been very profitable, so far. For he's operated in his favorite way, playing both ends against the middle. Right now, he's leading Eric Jackson into Bonwell's office at the Playhouse, and he repeats his warning to him.
Now, remember what I said, Eric. Let me do the talking. I'm the one who knows all the angles.
That's all right, Clint. Providing the man agrees to let Larry Noble play the lead in my play.
I think I can swing that, Eric, if you'll just let it ride for a while.
Let it ride? Not on your life. It's got to be settled before there's any more talk of my signing a contract.
Eric, I think it's a mistake to force a man's hand, particularly in show business.
Look, this man Bonwell has forced me to invest a good sum of money in my own play, just so that he could put it on at his theater this summer. I've never had that happen to me before. I think it gives me some rights in supervising the production.
I'd go easy on that kind of talk, Eric. And above all, don't say anything about the money you put up.
But why not?
Well, he's touchy, I tell you. He wouldn't like it.
Well, he was anxious enough to get my money before he agreed to do the play.
I know. But play this my way, will you? Don't say anything about money. Just leave all that to me.
Well, all right, Clint, but it's a mighty unusual setup, if you ask me.
Eric, I told you that before you left Florida. I even suggested you drop the whole thing, but you wanted to carry on. So for heaven's sake, don't let me down now that I've taken us this far.
All right, Clint, I'll be very quiet. But let's get it over with. Oh, that reminds me, what are you going to get out of all this?
I don't understand you, Eric.
Well, I mean, you've done a lot of work getting this deal together, but what are you going to get for all that time and effort?
Eric, I'm surprised you don't think better of me than that. I don't want anything, not a red cent.
But all the work,
Clint. It's just my way of trying to repay you for all you did for Vi and me, letting us stay with you at your home in Florida. I thought you understood that.
No, and it isn't right. You've got to get a fee for arranging this deal.
No, Eric, nothing doing. This is just a gesture of friendship. If you're satisfied, That's all the thanks I want.
Well, we'll see about that.
Now then, this is his office. Remember?
Yes, I'll remember.
Come in. Well, it's me again, Mr. Barnwell. This time I've got Eric Jackson with me. You wanted to get this business finished, so does he. So here you are, gentlemen. I'm sure you're going to enjoy meeting one another.
Sit down, Mr. Jackson. Sit down. I'm glad to meet you.
Thank you, Mr. Barnwell.
Here, take this chair, Eric. I'll pull up close to the desk.
Thank you, Clint.
So you're the famous Eric Jackson. I've been curious to meet you.
I can say the same, Mr. Barnwell.
A pretty shrewd fellow, aren't you? Not one of those writer chaps with his head in the clouds, not by a long shot. You make a mean bargain, Mr. Jackson.
I might return the compliment, sir.
Now, let's not get onto the subjects that are beside the point. The question is, are you ready to produce this play, Mr. Barnwell? And you, Eric, are you ready to agree to the terms?
I scarcely have any choice in the matter, have I, since I've already signed
my... I mean, have you the script with you?
You're not satisfied with the terms, Mr. Jackson?
I think that's quite obvious.
To me, no. I think that if anyone should be dissatisfied with the terms, it should be me, since I consider that I've been very generous.
Now, look, Mr. Barnwell, we'll never get anywhere if we keep on this way. Eric, let's have that script, if you have it.
Of course. Here you are.
There you are, Mr. Barnwell. You see? It's all very simple.
There will be some necessary revisions in the third act.
Oh? And these you will agree to make?
Yes, of course. There's only one stipulation. I want to be assured that Larry Noble will play the leading part.
Oh, that's quite satisfactory, providing he doesn't hold me up for an exorbitant salary. A summer theater isn't a Broadway extravaganza, Mr. Jackson. Whatever some people may think.
Well, it seems to me you've done quite well covering your losses.
Covering my losses? Why, I'll have you know I'm deep in the red right now. And with Mr. Noble's salary...
Barnwell, suppose you set a figure for Mr. Noble. Remembering, of course, that he is a big star in his own name and a tremendous drawing card to any theater. And if Mr. Noble agrees to your figure, have you any other objections to giving him the part?
Objections, Mr. Jackson? Certainly not. I'll welcome the man. Welcome him with open arms. Why shouldn't I?
I must be mistaken. I thought I understood that you felt...
So you see, everything's going to work out just fine. Now, suppose we get down to brass tacks. Here's the agreement as it stands.
And outside the playhouse, waiting in their car, under a great shade tree, Larry and Mary Noble are talking things over. And Larry says...
I noticed Clint Waters didn't so much as step over here to the car when Eric ran into him just now at the playhouse door.
Well, I have an idea he isn't any too anxious to meet us, Larry.
That goes both ways.
He's probably afraid we'll tell Eric about the $5,000 he borrowed from us.
I wonder if I ought to say anything about that.
I don't think so, Larry. It's our business, not Eric's. You know how Eric is. He might think we wanted him to help us out.
Well, we don't. So he can get any ideas like that out of his head.
Then I'd say we ought to keep still about the loan to Clint.
I guess you're right, Mary. But on the other hand, I don't like the idea of Clint being mixed up in this play contract. No telling what strange clauses he'll dream up to feather his own nest.
Still, Eric Jackson is supposed to be a shrewd businessman, darling. I'm sure he can manage.
I've always been thought of as reasonably smart, Mary. But I checked our whole savings over to Clint without so much as a murmur.
That was different, Larry.
I'm not so sure it was. And I'd hate to think we were the ones to introduce Clint to Eric, only to have Eric taken in, as we were taken in.
But, Larry, if you think as I do that we shouldn't say anything about our business dealing with Clint, then how could you want Eric?
I don't know. He doesn't seem to take any hints about the man. And just the same, I wish Clint were out of the picture. There's something distinctly fishy about this whole business, Mary.
I agree. That check Clint had in his hand a few minutes ago when he came out of the office, what do you suppose that was?
I hate to think. Every time Clint gets through talking to somebody, he seems to have a check in his hand.
Of course, it could have been a personal check.
Yes, it could have been. But somehow I don't think it was.
I don't think so either.
Wonder what they're saying inside the office there.
Probably talking over details about the play. Oh, darling, I do hope you get to play the lead, don't you? Well, don't you?
My feelings are pretty well mixed up, honey. I certainly would like to stay home this summer, provided I can make enough to pay running expenses.
Which you'd be bound to do here at Summer Shore. Why, it's a far better-known company than the one in Maine. Besides, you'd be playing leads here, not secondary parts.
Yes, that's all very true. But if Eric's play doesn't get a lot of fixing, it's going to be a horrible flop. And everybody will be in the soup. It won't be any help to me.
But you'd rather take a chance on it than leave home and go way up to Maine?
And leave you practically next door to this ardent playwright who is head over heels in love with you already?
Oh, Larry, you know that wouldn't make any difference.
Would to me. And you can just bet if there's any way for me to be right on the scene all the time, I'll take it.
You mean you still don't like Eric?
Of course I like him, Mary. I'm determined to get along with him. But that doesn't mean I'd like to be way off somewhere, knowing that he was camping on your doorstep.
Larry, look, there they come now. There's Eric and Clint.
Good. Wonder what they cooked up.
Well, Clint isn't even coming over to the car. Well, look at that, Larry. He's walking the other way.
That's all right with me. The less I see of that guy, the better it suits me.
And yet it's a funny thing to do.
Well, at last. Did you think I was never coming out?
No, not at all. Eric, we've been quite comfortable.
Oh, good. I'm sorry it took so long, but everything's settled now.
You mean they want Larry for the part?
I'll tell the world. That was the real clincher as far as this Bonwell is concerned. Now, it's a funny thing, too. I thought from what Clint said that... Well, no matter.
What were you going to say, Eric?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Larry. It doesn't matter. I wonder if you'd just step into the office with me and talk over this salary business with Bonwell.
Well, sure thing. If he really wants me for the part.
Of course he does. He's tickled pink.
Because I'd hate to jeopardize your chances by forcing myself into the picture.
Don't talk like a fool, Larry. It's all settled. Bonwell is delighted. And even if he wasn't, goodness knows, I've put up enough money on this enterprise to be able to have something to say. So come on, let's get it settled, Larry. Then you can drive back to Rosehaven and have a pleasant holiday.
You mean we can? Because there's one thing I'm going to insist on, Eric, and that is for you to gather up your bags from the inn and come straight back home with us. You're going to stay with us as long as your visit to New York lasts.
So far, so good. And Larry walked with Eric toward the Playhouse office. While Mary wonders just what Eric meant when he said he'd put up enough money to have something to say. What if Mary knew the truth about how Clint has been pocketing all the money himself? Will she find out? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, Broadway star. Keep it clean with Energene. Carelessness about little things like a dirty grease spot on your dress can hurt you socially or in business. So keep your things spotlessly clean with Energene cleaning fluid. You'll be amazed at the way it makes even the most stubborn grease spots go right before your eyes. Nothing can beat Energene for taking grease spots from dresses, suits, hats, handbags, and scores of other articles. Energene will do a fast and efficient cleaning job on almost anything you can think of. And remember this. Energene is absolutely unsurpassed for use on such fabrics as cotton, wool, silk, rayon, nylon, velvet, or lace. All you do is follow the directions, and your things will be cleaned beautifully and without leaving ugly telltale rings to mark the places where spots have been. Do what so many smart housewives do. Keep Energene handy for regular and emergency use. Right now, put Energene on your marketing list. You can get it at your drug, grocery, or variety store. Remember, Energene gets it clean. So keep it clean with Energene. Backstage Wife will be on the air again tomorrow at this same time. Ron Rawson speaking for the makers of Energene Cleaning Fluid.